Rats Radio. It is the motherfucking Rap Rat Show.
Yeah.
Episode
X.
Yeah, X. You on some Roman numeral type pie. Shit in this bitch.
This is Roman episode number pi. Actually, pi is coming up.
Episode Diaz. Spanish on that ass. Ha ha ha.
We're like, what are these guys talking about?
Yeah. I'm Ratso, of course.
Of course, I'm Rizzo.
We got Rosie J in the house. Say, hey, Rosie J.
Hey, Rosie J.
Well, another week of hip-hop bullshit news, whatever fuck. We gonna throw some shit at the wall and see what sticks.
I threw something at the wall once and it stuck.
Was that right?
I was in college.
Fuck. Glad I wasn't your roommate, Rizzo.
You probably had some nasty walls then, huh?
I know. He looks like a nasty wall having motherfuckers.
People gotta be hating.
I know. Hey, what would hip-hop be without motherfucking hating? So, look, man. First things first. I want to talk about this Kevin Gates motherfucker. Man, I want to talk about Kevin Gates. Booty licking, piss drinking ass Kevin Gates.
You know, I completely forgot about him licking ass.
Oh, he's
got a pretty mouth.
Rizzo. Let me tell you about old booty licking, piss drinking Kevin Gates. See, here's the thing with Kevin Gates. Like, he's really candid about his shit, right? So,
literally?
Yeah, man. Yeah, literally. Like, so. He doesn't give a fuck. So he's like, hey, somebody asked him like some months ago, like about relations with his girl. And he was like, hey, I think it's okay, you know, lick ass. And, you know, if you really love somebody, hey, you can drink her piss.
You
know? Like,
wow.
It's like, okay.
It's like, he's on some R. Kelly shit there.
Yeah.
You know?
He's like, actually receiving the piss. It's like R. Kelly was about, you know, the pisser. This motherfucker wants to be the pissy. You dig? So. Yeah, listen, I'm telling you guys, like, right now, if we ever get cool with Kevin Gates and he, like, invites us to dinner and shit, I'm bringing my own motherfucking plates and silverware and cups and shit, because I ain't drinking shit.
I don't trust anybody that tattoos their face. Once you go so far, you and Mike Tyson, I'm scared of both of you.
Yeah, and Lil Wayne, that motherfucker, like, you do that shit, yeah, it, there's no room for failure, right?
He's like, you've gone there, you're like, wow, okay.
It's the end of the road. I hope you got to succeed in rap shit after that, because, fuck it, you ain't working for no 500 Forbes company. That little fucking tats on your face. But he was a trending topic for like 2 days, a couple of days ago, because Kevin Gates goes like, this is what he says. He's like, hey, yo, you know, I'm with my girl. And everybody's like, damn, y'all look like brother and sister and shit, right? So he's just like, man, I'm like, oh, fuck y'all, you know, whatever, you know. He said, I find out this my motherfucking cousin. And I'm like, shit. And I'm like, hell, like, the pussy good, and we get along, so I'm going to keep fucking with the bitch. And I'm like, okay.
For 2 more years.
Wow.
Right. So he said the shit so matter-of-factly, like, man, like, what the hell? Like, I'm fucking my cousin. And I'm like, man, what kind of fucking scum shit is that?
So he's been licking his cousin's ass.
You're probably drinking her urine. Kevin Gates, man, listen to me. You got to stop that shit. You're going to fuck around and have a baby with, like, two backs or some shit like that. That shit ain't good, man.
He's already funny looking to begin with, so.
Yeah, this is a weird looking cat. Yeah. Like some accident, maybe some inbreeding been going on in that family before Kevin.
For a long time.
It feels so natural.
Yeah, but you know, what's funny about him is he's got a huge following. His social media following is like off the fucking chain, right? He's on Instagram, he has these videos which he posts like every day. And he kind of positions himself as this kind of, like, street philosopher and shit. And I guess with a lowbrow people, like, they connect to some shit he's saying. But, like, the motherfucker ain't really saying shit. Like, he'll say some common sense shit that, like, he was like, okay, let me tell you something about life, man. Like, if you don't put no gas in your car, it won't run. I don't get that. Like, that woman was like, what the fuck did he just say? And then we like, comments like, I understand what you just said right there, man. That was some deep ass shit.
Putting your gas in your car.
It's like, you gotta hear the shit. It's like some real, like, nothing shit. Like, hey, you know, if you go out when it rains, you get wet.
It sounds like he could be cool with Will and Jada's kids.
Exactly. Oh, know? My God. What the fuck did he say? Oh, my God. They had one of those, Jaden. Oh, fuck the Jaden. Somebody made like a bunch of like Jaden like quotes or whatever. Look, it was some shit like, if I punch myself and it hurts, am I strong or am I weak? It was like, what the fuck?
Right.
That's so funny. Oh, Rizzo, man, some of the Jaden quotes.
Once you go in, you always come out alive. I only apply to the Sixth Amendment.
Man, he been smoking some of that Rizzo shit for real.
My favorite is most trees are blue.
I'll smoke what he's smoking.
Man.
So Kevin Gates have been talking that kind of shit?
Yeah. Wow. Kevin Gates is the street philosopher.
Lately, people call me Scoop Life. Sounds like a scoop of something else.
He's another guy. Like he's got a
philosophizing.
Yeah, man. Like people are like vibing on to it. That's some of that deep shit
that
he's saying.
Deep pile of poop right
that's
now.
That's some stinky ass pile of poop. I need a man shit. Some poop for myself. Ratzos. Yeah, right. Fucking get me some Ratzos fortune cookies. But so Kevin Gates was the big story, and he's fucking his cousin.
I bet you can make money though from Jaden and Kevin Gates. Fortune cookies.
There you go. That's a mixtape, man. No, they need to put out a fucking like book of life and book of quotes. Some shit. But you know, I'm afraid because how this Kevin Gates thing blew up so big, man. I'm afraid that like rappers, you know how desperate some rappers get for fame. Like I think they went like, goddamn, like Kevin fucked his cousin and he was all over the fucking blogs and the headlines and shit.
Maybe if I shoot someone, shit'll work out.
I'm about to call my Aunt Pearl and shit. You know, hey. Yeah, people are going to try to start like doing some outrageous shit like
I
fucking family
my aunt.
Members.
I fucked my Aunt Pearl.
That video of me fucking my aunt. Give me a record deal. Yeah. So, yeah, that was the Kevin Gates news was fucking bizarre. What else was going on in the news? The Joey Badass shit, right?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Well, Joey Badass gonna probably got Secret Service like all up in his ass and probably waterboarding his ass to find out how he got that photo of Barack Obama's wife, daughter, Malia, right?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You know, Malia probably could never have any friends.
Oh, man. Yeah.
She's like, oh, Dad. Come on, Dad.
Now you get back in your room and don't talk to anybody.
So here's the story, right? So Malia, Obama's daughter, somehow a picture of her with a Pro Era t-shirt on, and that's the crew that, that's Joey Badass's crew. It surfaced on the internet, and I think his story was somebody sent it to him, like, oh, like, check this shit out. You know, Obama's daughter has the crew t-shirt on, and it got posted. I think he reposted it, and it was, like, traveling all around the internet, and the White House kind of, like, freaking out. It's like, how did this picture get out? It looked like it was just, like, not really an intimate photo, but it looked like it was just, like maybe a friend took it. Her hands are up, so it's somebody else took the photo. It wasn't a selfie. So they're freaking out. Like, man, okay. I'm sure she knows who took the picture. So they probably got her ass somewhere up in the back room in a dungeon somewhere. Like,
we don't torture people. Yeah, we don't do that.
Right.
But we suddenly got lots of information about it.
Right, exactly.
You know, it probably doesn't help her case either that he just got arrested for punching a security guard, too. So
yeah, man. Look, they got Joey. They got a file on your ass now, dude. they got a file on your ass now, man. I'm like, oh.
They're probably watching when he wipes his ass and shit.
I know, right.
Joey Dumbass.
That's
Mr. Dumas.
Joey Dumas.
Yeah, man. Well, it wasn't his fault. Like, somebody sent him the shit. And I'm sure it was a big-ass promo boost for him. And kudos to Malia. She listens to some dope hip-hop, which is all good, man.
Right. He's allowed to have, you know, every kind of fans except the president's daughters.
Yeah, so. But you know what, man? What's so good about it? It just shows you the still, like, the power of hip-hop still. Like, that shit is just still, like, man, still, like, so really relevant. And you know, kids are still attracted to the shit, which is cool. It was kind of cool to see that. Because I know she's kind of, like, she has to live in a bubble. Like, I'm sure, like, everything gets filtered before it gets to her. But she knows about Pro Era and Joey Badass, which is awesome. So, another big news last week, it seems as though the Empire show was a huge hit.
I think it actually passed Idol in ratings or some shit.
It
like
was a huge, I didn't see the shit.
Some kind of, I was just looking at it. It said something about it passed American Idol for something.
It was big, man. I mean, everybody on social media was like, oh, this is the shit. This is going to be like my new addiction.
You know what?
What'd you think about it, Rose? You saw it, right?
Yeah, I saw it. I thought it was pretty good. For the most part, the music, which was produced by Timbaland.
Ah, I didn't know that.
The music is fucking good.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Timbaland owned the
shit. But, you know, the storyline is kind of a little, it's a little too cliche. You know, it's Terrence Howard. He has ALS, and he's been given a lifespan of 3 more years or so. And so he has these brothers who he's trying to groom to take over the Empire, you know, the record label.
Yeah.
And Taraji P. Henson, she plays his ex-wife, who was a drug dealer.
Okay.
You know, so she gets out of jail and she wants her piece of the pie or whatnot. You know, they're good actors, you know. I'm not going to say that, but I just feel like the whole storyline kind of needs a little bit more.
I think they should guest star like Bill Cosby as himself. That'll stir up some controversy.
Bill Cosby as the bartender. Bill motherfucking Cosby. But you know what? Like, those industry shows, I always worry about whether I'm going to like it because, you know, we're in the industry and we, like, can be extra critical about shit. Like, this shit don't happen like that. Like,
yeah.
It's always...
I mean, the industry is definitely...
You know, it's hard out here.
Right.
You know, it's hard out here. In his underwear at the kitchen table on that NPC. Yeah. Like, they just made that beat right there.
It looks like it could be a damn... Hustle and Flow sequel and shit.
Yeah, I can't think of the name. Yeah,
yeah, and maybe that kind of ruined it for me too because, you know, I mean, like you said, it's we're in the industry, so we're kind of critical, and the industry is definitely cutthroat to a point, but
they overplay that shit, don't they?
Like, yes,
yeah, it's dramatic
totally
effect.
Exaggerated, you know.
Yeah.
So
I think I may check out the next, just you know, because everybody's into it, and I'm like, all right, let me watch
TV.
Fuck. TV.
Wait till it comes out on Demonoid.
Download that shit. Oh, shit. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, but, you know, so 50 Cent, like, who has a show called Power, which I think is similar in an idea and plot and shit.
Power. How generic can that
be? Yeah, Power. So it's another music industry. Another show I have not fucking seen. So he gets pissed off. I think he's giving an interview. He talks some shit about Empire, the whole thing, like, they ripped him off.
Boo fucking who?
Yeah, so he went out there, and you know 50 Cent is going to always come out and say some shit about...
I got shot!
Yeah, right.
So you know, Power is more about the drug.
Is that right?
It's about the drug industry, about, you know, running a...
What the fuck was he talking about?
You know, 50 Cent is just, he's always in people's business. He's just fucking annoying, you know. He's everywhere for no fucking reason.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, they asked Taraji about the shit, and she kind of got in his ass. Like, they was like, what do you think about 50 Cent saying, you know, Empire kind of rip you off? She's like... I'm all about a dollar. I can give a fuck about a cent. I was like, oh, ow, ow.
Yeah, got him where it hurts.
I was like, damn. And I haven't heard anything from 50 after that shit. That's like enough to shut me the fuck up. But yeah, they have a huge hit. And it's just, you know, Tara's kind of like, hey, man, it's a big ass world. Both of these shows can exist. Like, 50, my boy. Cool. He's playing a middle, playing a shit up the middle. It's all good. So suck it, 50, man. Stop being a sore loser.
Stop being a troll.
Yeah, stop being God damn it. Too many trolls in motherfucking hip-hop, so we won't feed them. We ain't feeding y'all asses no more. I'm gonna starve you bitches out. Yeah, so what else the fuck? Oh, man, it was this rapper named Kool C that was about to get executed, right? I had never heard of Kool C, but they were all talking about, a rapper about to get executed for, like, shooting a cop, like, some time, like, back in the, I don't know if it was 2000 or some shit. So the governor, last minute, stay of execution, like, phoned the shit in, was like, don't kill him. They was going to do the lethal injection. I thought it was odd, because they had been, like, putting this in the headlines on the blogs, like, for, like, weeks. And then the governor, at the last minute, was like, nah. And I was like, oh, shit, man, you know. My cynical mind thought that this shit was just a promotional. I think the governor and maybe Kool C, like, about to do a mixtape together.
So it was his second stay of execution. He was first in 2006.
Yeah, man.
So why did the governor decide to not execute him?
I don't know. I don't know why this shit was, like, so
weird,
big.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I tell you my theory, man. Him and the governor doing a mixtape. They trying to get some promo for the mixtape. And, yeah, he did the crime with some dude. I heard of Steady B. But you know what? I looked up, like, their old videos. I looked up Steady B's video, man. Like, that was... like, oh, fuck, man. Some 90s hip-hop was, like, just kind of comical, man, with the dudes. Like, well, can't be... It's not that much more comical than some of the shit today. But, yeah, you know, cats had high top phase and shit. That's the bat phone. That's the rat phone.
It's the rat phone.
Yeah, but shit, you know. Governor saved his ass, and I think he's gonna live. He's gonna live to do his straight out of sale.
Straight out of the judge mixtape.
Mixtape and shit. So. But yeah, man. Look, check it out. When we're about to wrap up the podcast, man. We're glad that you're like down with Rap Rats. Please follow us on, you know, we on YouTube. We are on Facebook, facebook.com, Rap Rats. On Instagram, hashtag us. And like we say every week, gotta follow Rosie J at Studio Diva on Twitter. Send all your shit. Pictures, photos, videos of you screwing your cousin. She wants all that shit.
She says nothing shocks her.
Yeah, she'll help you promote it. She'll figure out a way.
I'm not easily shocked.
Yeah, she's an expert marketer, so she'll figure out how you can work any tragedy or fucked up shit in your life to your advantage. So you gotta get in. But she charges up the ass, man. So yeah, thank you guys for fucking with us for another week. We love you. We really love you.
Stay tuned.
Stay out of the trap.
Stay out of jail.
Bye.
's Radio is recorded inside the underground of Horse Drawn Studios, located in Berwyn, Illinois. For more info, join us at raprats.com or follow the hashtag RapRatsEvery.